What is good in the hood, guys? Welcome to the Spiritual Gangster Podcast. My name is Monica, aka La Diosa Divina. I am an artist, I am a bruja, and most importantly, I am an energy worker. And that is why I was inspired to create this podcast to help you guys tune into that divine feminine and divine masculine energy harmoniously to create that balance which you are seeking in your life. Thank you so much for being here and stay tuned for some wisdom nuggets. What is good in the head, guys? Welcome back to today's podcast episode. Monica, aka La Diosa Divina here. So I am super excited to talk about this episode because I was inspired to this morning on my walk. I was just given a friendly reminder, a beautiful reminder from nature with how much power we have within and how the negative in our lives, in our life, in our lives is serving a purpose for us. I was just having a moment of reflection. I was really grateful because I feel like I'm in a really good state of mind. And I was depressed a while back. I had, like, I guess, seasonal depression back in December. And one thing led to another, which led to that depression, but it was just such a challenge for me. And you know, I bounced back, but, you know, I guess like my mental health is something that I'm not super used to speaking about. Not because I don't want to talk about it, but because like there's people around me that know about how, you know, like I guess my mental health is doing, whether I'm, you know, experiencing anxiety or I'm experiencing depression. Like there are my loved ones who really know what's going on with me. But publicly, I guess I've never really shared it. And I thought, you know what, I have shared like things, but I've never really spoken about it. So this is what I'm here to talk about, not necessarily my mental health, but my experiences with it and what has helped me bounce back up and my I guess lesson from this last little episode that I had. And basically I was like, I need to share this because there are people out there who are experiencing what I am experiencing. And I think one of the biggest healings for me in my life is being able to hear somebody else's journey and hear about how they overcame it or how they did whatever they did, because it makes it possible for me and it makes it more easily accessible, more believable. That's the thing about the way humans work, is monkey see, monkey do, you know? So whenever we see somebody else do it, it's just, it's like in your face, and a lot of humans have to see it to believe it, you know? So it's in your face. And so I feel like that's why it's so important for us to share all of these types of things that happen in our lives. All of our experiences, our learnings, our journeys, our growings, all of that. So, okay. I was literally feeling upset back in December. I just was really unhappy, I guess, with multiple things in my life. But it's funny because flash forward a couple months forward, you know, or later, like in the now, the present, in the springtime, it's the end of winter, beginning of spring, that we're in that little cusp, that transition. And I think it's so powerful how we can utilize whatever negativity we are experiencing to find what change needs to come. That's the thing, is that a lot of people are afraid of change. You know, a lot of people fear change and are always so, that's the thing about change, is like everybody's so afraid of it. And I feel like, you know, if you're going through something right now, if you're like depressed, let's just call it low vibrational. If you're feeling low vibrational right now, and I want to refer to that because I hate the term depressed. I hate the term, and hate is a very powerful word, guys, so I'm speaking it. I hate the term anxiety. You know, like I used to, when I first started my fitness business years ago, and I was consumed with anxiety, it was absolutely horrifying. I fucking, you know, used to like always like those memes that said, oh my God, I have anxiety, like, or when you're covered in anxiety, like it's glitter, like, I don't know, just all those funky, like little sayings that are like low key unicorn, you know, vibes, but ultimately like it's lack language, you know, like the more, I'm not saying we shouldn't, you know, be aware of the fact that we have these things that are clinically defined like that. I'm not saying we should be unaware or that we should gaslight ourselves or just act like it's not there. No, I'm aware that it's there, but that's the thing, is that I'm not letting it define me. So, you know, my whole point in saying this was that I believe in saying, I kind of got sidetracked there. I was like, whoa, my brain's just going on a fucking rampage. Okay. So when I brought that up because basically I just want to say that I don't want to refer to like mental health challenges as, you know, anxiety or depression or bipolarism or, you know, not, it's not called bipolarism, but, you know, or like PTSD, but y'all know what I'm talking about. Like, I don't want to refer to them as the clinical setting. I want to refer to it as simply being experiencing low vibration, not being low vibrational, experiencing low vibrational moments in our lives, because they're like waves. It's like the tides, you know, it happens, but these things can be a part of us, you know, because we are both equally be low vibrational and high vibrational. We're just vibrational beings, period. But, you know, we live in a world where, you know, you can be experiencing either or. There's really no in between. You can't be experiencing, you know, like low vibrational, but then thinking high vibrational, like necessarily at the same time. Like, you're either at a state, you know, and it can be moment to moment. One moment you can be having a super depressing thought. The next moment you can be having a positive thought. And that's how easily it is to slip out from, like, you know, the two sides, you know. Just think of it as like a road and there's a line in the middle, and that's how easy it is for us to switch lanes, you know. But sometimes there's traffic and you can't switch that lane because it's congested, you know. And that's what I'm getting into here, is that, you know, with this these low vibrations, it's like they're happening for a reason. For me, low vibrations are literally happening so that we can acknowledge them and basically, excuse me, I had to get up really quick, so that we can acknowledge them and so that we can basically do something about it, because we have the power. I think, like, we're systematically born into like this society, and your name is this, and this, you know, like, this is your social security number, and like so on and so fucking forth, and this is the law, and this is how we do things, and blah 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 blah. Like, we're born into these fucking weird realities, and we unlearn everything that, like, currently, like, if you're on this podcast, we're trying to relearn. And I think it's like, you know, we in this like brainwashing, you know, of this matrix of fear and doom. And if you don't listen and pay and stay in the road and stay in like the journey that they are telling you need to be on, that all shit, you know, is going to hit the fan. All hell is going to break loose, you know. But the ultimately, like, what I'm trying to get here is that, like, that is a fucking lie. I mean, yeah, if you want to get down and really step into the third dimension, you can argue with me and say, no, that is reality. Yeah, that is the reality, that simulation that we are living in the third dimension, because when you're living in the third dimension, it's you also, for the most part, I mean strictly living in the third dimension, believing in all that and taking that as your truth, you're ultimately, you know, rejecting the fifth dimension, which is really what this reality is. It's the fifth dimension, you know. We're just clouded by the third dimension because we're in these fucking meat suits, okay? Don't let these bones, these tissues, these nerves, these muscles fool with your fucking emotions, because ultimately, like, there's so much more than this reality. And that's what I'm trying to get through to here, is that, like, you know, we have so much power. And I think that we forget that, like, where is this power? This power is within us, in these fucking vehicles that we are riding through. My vehicle's name is Monica. She is, you know, a series from August 1992. She is one of a kind of her kind. And, you know, she functions a certain way because she was built in 1992 and has certain perspectives, you know, and sees the world in a certain way. Like, this is the human experience, but it's like, ultimately, we are so much more than that. And I realize that I'm like, yeah, I might be like Monica, you know, series 1992 in this reality at the moment, but I am also connected to hella other realities and alternate dimensions I'm not even aware are affecting me, or so on and so forth. And what else? I'm also a soul, so this body is just momentary. So like in a past life, my life could have totally been Bob, or it could have been something else, you know, like, I don't know. In a past life, I was a fucking cat. I was a rock. I am so much more. And it's just like, we're so much more than what we give ourselves credit for. You know, even when I'm applying eyeliner, I tell myself I was an Egyptian queen in the past life, particularly Cleopatra. And it's so funny because I used to tell myself that before I even really fully accepted this knowledge and believed in reincarnation. But I used to tell myself, like, I'm Cleopatra and this eyeliner is going to come out fucking perfect. Like, I would fucking pep talk the shit out of myself in the mirror and I would get some perfect ass eyeliner. It was the moments where I felt like, oh my God, like weak. Like, I felt like so weak because I was so stuck in like who I am. Just this like pure existence of like, you know, I'm nervous, I'm anxious, and like, boop, my eyeliner is fucked up. Now, the whole reason I'm bringing all this up is because I think it's so important for us to realize that like, we are so much more than what we are. And even if you don't believe in reincarnation, I just wanted to share that little message with you. But what I really want to get into now is like, okay, how did I step out of these funks? Okay, what is the common denominator that I have learned, you know, energetically, I guess this funk that came around, this seasonal depression of 2019. Okay, what I learned was that I was literally only upset because my life wasn't in this current reality what I thought it should have been. When I really come down to the nitty-gritty of why was I so upset with life, it was that. It was that I felt trapped. It was that I felt, you know, I was giving all of my power away and I didn't even realize it. And it's okay because I learned from it. You know, but in retrospect, it's like I was giving my power away. I was upset with, you know, so many things in my life. I don't want to get into depth on my personal, you know, things, but, you know, just understand that, like, because I know you can probably relate in your own life. Now you're probably having a realization right now, or you probably agree with me. But I was really upset with how things like were in my life, like whether it was career wise, living situation, romantically, like you fucking name it. A bitch was just like angry. And, you know, I was feeling like boohoo, poor me. And I was feeling like, fuck, I feel like no way out. I felt trapped, you know. And now actually, as I'm talking to you guys, I think some of this had to do with, you know, maybe being around people that felt the same. I'm an empath and I absorb energy. And as I'm sharing this with you, I had visions of who could have been, whose energy I could have been feeling at the moment. Because now I'm realizing as soon as these people kind of shifted out of my life, you know, I'm feeling better again. I'm not saying it's all their fault. Absolutely fucking not. I was dealing with my own shit as well. But I do believe that, like, you know, specifically if you are an empath, I think we are all empaths to an extent. But if you're like a super empath, I feel like you're going to experience these moments where, like, yeah, you're feeling your own feelings. But because maybe somebody next to you is feeling them, or somebody that you spend a lot of time with is feeling them, you're going to just naturally absorb that energy and it's going to just intensify it. And I think that's like what we forget, you know. Sometimes when we're feeling so intense, is that like a lot of this energy is ours, yes, but it's a collective thing. You're also feeling other people's energies, and that's why like we have to be connected to ourselves and really, really ask ourselves, like, what are we feeling? Are these my feelings? You know, well, if they are my feelings, okay, well then how can I work through these feelings? You know, what can I do to be proactive and help myself out? Because you have to be your biggest fan. You know what I mean? Like, you have to be like, nobody is going to love you or be there for you or work through these things or even know that these things are happening other than you, really, because you're the one experiencing them. So I think like, it's being our best friend, being our biggest fan. Self-love is the best love, for real. You know, like, it's about that energy of really tapping into yourself and really just knowing yourself. Know thyself, love thyself. Know thyself, love thyself. Remember that. And you can never stop knowing yourself, and you can never stop loving yourself, because you're always changing, you're multifaceted, you're always, you know, switching it up, growing, transforming, blossoming, impermanence. Nothing is permanent in this life. And I just feel like it's very important for us to remember that. Now, I want to get into, how did I move past all of this? How did I move past being so angry at everything in my life? Well, everything at the time was a mess in my life. I must admit, it was just a mess. But now that my life has, decluttered, organized a bit, and has really found its flow again, I can just, say that, my life was a mess because it had to be a mess at that moment. My life was a mess because, that's part of the journey, is that things get kind of messy. It's like, I guess it's like moving into a home. You're going to move out of a home. You're going to box everything up. You're going to let go of some shit. And then you're going to move into your new home. And you have to restructure things little by little. And you're going to probably realize you have even more shit you want to get rid of. But what I'm trying to get through here with that analogy is that is what lower vibrational feels are, depression, anxiety, so on and so forth. I'm speaking on those because those are two that I have, had challenges with myself. And catch me there. I did not say I have struggled with myself. I don't like saying the word struggles. Hashtag struggles. I struggled. No, it's not about that. You guys, oh my gosh, our larynxes, our voice boxes, that whole fucking throat area, our throat chakra is literally a magic wand. We don't have magic wands because they're in our fucking throats and you can activate them by opening your mouth. So I have had challenges with those things and I have overcome them. And that is the beauty of using the word challenge instead of struggle. But I just also want to remind you all that it sounded like I was talking in a different accent over there. I also wanted to share that with you all because I feel like, I don't know what the fuck. My brain just farted. I think it's so important for us to really know ourselves, love ourselves, do all of that shit, because it's going to tell you what needs to shift in your life. Okay, that's what I'm trying to get at. Kind of spaced out there. But it's going to tell you what needs to shift in your life. It's going to tell you that, this isn't fitting you. What are you so angry about in your life that is causing you to stay in a low vibrational state, that is causing you to stay in a lack-minded state, that is causing you to ultimately, feel all the feels, Well, first of all, those feels are there for a reason. But second of all, let's work through it. Let's move through it. Let's flow through it. I don't want to say work. That's another word I'm hella trying to eliminate out of my motherfucking verbiage. Work is a terrible word in my opinion, because it just makes it just feeds this matrix that we're in. I like using the word create. I like using the word flow, move through. I like to keep it moving. But okay, for me, it took me realizing for myself personally, that I needed to declutter my life. I literally cleansed out my room. I didn't realize how much shit I had in here. I can officially say that I do agree that I am low-key a hoarder. I am not going to lie. Because I had so much shit that I just didn't want to get rid of. And it's like, okay, let's talk about generational trauma. It's like, well, where is this coming from? Where is this energy coming from of me not wanting to let go of shit? Yeah, you don't have to be specific to the situation I'm going to explain right now. That's not where hoarderness stems from, but I do believe that for me personally, it's growing up, from an immigrant family, and with these family members really not having shit in Mexico, my ancestors, not having a lot, it's this energy of oh, we need to save everything. Everything holds sentimental value. It's people are so afraid to throw shit away. And it's the most basic shit, shit that you really don't need, a piece of paper. And I feel like that stems from, this lack mindset, and I get it. It's also being humble, but it's no, you don't need that. Let it go, don't even get me start, to start singing Let It Go, because I will. But I think it's so important for us to just be aware of the shit in our lives physically, because the shit in our lives physically is literally cluttering the shit in our lives, physically. The universe is always trying to give you stuff, but it's we need to make space. We need to make space. And I think that, that is what low vibrations are. It's like low vibrations are ultimately taking space, and you know, energy is exchangeable, so it can go vice versa. But the goal here is to shift those lower vibrational energies, recycle them through, and turn them into positive vibrational energies that are ultimately going to keep you vibing high, keep your energy high. You know, nobody wants a dead fucking phone. Nobody wants a dead phone, dude. Why do you think you feel like so much shit when you're like feeling all the feels? Because you feel like a dead phone and you feel like, oh, I have like nothing left to give. But that's the thing. It's like, just like a cell phone, we're rechargeable, and we can recharge ourselves by really taking inventory of our lives. Why are you so unhappy? Are you unhappy because, you know, you see yourself being with somebody who just, you guys aren't there yet? You know, like, why are you going to spend your time depressed and sad and like, fuck, all like brokenhearted and shit? You know, I mean, you're welcome to, but you have a choice. Or are you just gonna, you know, let go and just let God, have faith that everything is aligning perfectly, and instead enjoy your time? You know, for me personally, I, you know, a reoccurring lesson that has occurred for me is that, you know, I'm 27 years old. I'm 27 and a half to be exact. Oof, my Saturn return is starting. Let's, you know, pray to the heavens that it blesses me for all of the hard work which I have given these last few years. But I am aware that it's coming. And my whole point, though, wasn't to talk about Saturn return. I hella just started talking about that. My whole point in bringing this up was that I have been single for the last 7 years in my life. And it's taken me a long time, you know, like I was always around people in relationships. I was always around older people with these old school kind of vibes when it came to relationships. And it was always like everybody was settled down. It was like that typical, like, you know, societal construct of like settle down. And so I always felt like something was wrong in the beginning. But, you know, then I became accustomed to no, like I'm focused on my career. I'm focused on all of these things that make me happy, you know. But this last Valentine's Day, I was really triggered into feeling hella butthurt in my feels again, you know, mainly because I was on my period, but also because I was just feeling like, fuck, I'm 27 and I haven't literally had a relationship with anybody in 7 years. And I was triggered because people asked me about it, you know, like if I saw myself in a relationship. I was triggered because, yes, I do see myself in a relationship with somebody, but have I found that somebody? You know, no, because I'm not there yet, you know? So it's like, I'm not there at the moment. So it's like, I don't believe I've found that somebody. If I have found that somebody, it's like, I would be there. Or maybe it's just not the right time, you know? It's just, it is what it is. And I think like, you know, a lot of us being happy is being okay with these things. You know, I found myself butthurt only because I was letting the external reality influence me and make, and in turn, it was making me feel like shit about like my, you know, timeline, I guess, if you want to call it that. But nothing is really linear, you know? I know that like in the future, I'm already in that loving relationship. I'm already happy. So what I'm doing now, you know, because that future is coexisting simultaneously because this is how the universe works. But, you know, because I'm aware of that in that moment, in this moment right now, instead of sitting here and crying over shit, I'm going to enjoy my fucking life because this human life is fucking short. I'm not saying I don't feel the feels, guys. I feel the feels. Sometimes I just let those, you know, universal cries out. That's what I call them, the universal cries. For me, universal cries are those things that you're like, oh my God, universe, I literally can't take this anymore. I'm just going to fucking, oh, I'm going to llorar y llorar y llorar. But like literally like Vicente Fernandez style, like with fucking just, you're going to feel that shit in your motherfucking soul. I have my feels, guys, but ultimately what helps me continue to stay out of those feels is that I remind myself like I have to enjoy this moment. Like I'm not going to be upset because of things that aren't fucking here yet. And that's where, you know, depression and anxiety and all of that stuff comes from and stems from, is the fact that we're so fucking fixated on something in the future because it's not here yet, thinking we're never going to be able to have it and so on and so forth. Or we're mad because life isn't exactly how you want it. Well, look, I'm going to tell you this right now. If you are feeling upset about something, it's because your, you know, character, your sim, like your reality right now is trying to get a fucking, it's trying to get your attention. It's trying to get a hold of you and be like, yo, this is what you want in your life. And it's okay to want it. Does that mean it's going to happen this very fucking instant? No, but yes, but no, but yes, because the universe works trippy like that. But because you're realizing that, that means that it's already activating in the future. It's activated. It's coming to you. So what is your job? Your job is to surrender to the moment. Our job is to surrender to the moment. As, you know, quantum creators, fucking, you know, human beings, these little balls of energy that are just here for a short amount of time. Like, we're literally like a firework, you know? It's like our job is to be a firework and enjoy the moment. And enjoy it all and be happy and make space for it. You know, if you want to welcome something in your life, well, think about, are you making space for it? Are you welcoming it? Because I guarantee you, whatever it is that you want in your life, it's floating right behind you energetically in the astral. It's floating there. That energy is big. For example, if you want to buy a house, oh my God, the house that you want, that energy is there. It's behind you. It's floating around you. You can feel it. You can literally feel it. That's why you want it. But it's like that energy of just letting go and surrendering to the process. So what has helped me come out of my funk in, you know, that I had of like seasonal depression, of lower vibrational depression or lower vibrational season, is that I have just surrendered to the process. I have surrendered to trusting in divine timing. I have surrendered to controlling what I can control, letting go of what I cannot control. And, you know, if something isn't making me happy, you know, letting it go and just completely, you know, and just choosing to be open to the magic, choosing to be open to just feeling aligned with everything in your life, feeling aligned with that which is seeking you, knowing that it is coming to you. You just simply like have to show up for yourself. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, if you really want to think about it, this might make you feel guilty. What I'm about to say, don't let it make you feel guilty. Let it empower you. But we with ourselves must parent ourselves. So, I mean, really think about yourself and those times that you have really been a bad parent to yourself, that you haven't been able to do the simplest of tasks because you've been so caught up in your mind, tripping over shit that really isn't even real. And yeah, I'm not saying that your feelings aren't real. I know they're real. But what I'm saying is that they're also an illusion, and you have the power to see through those illusions and to parent yourself and be there for yourself and do what makes you happy and just trust in the process. I think we're so caught in this world that like ultimately the process is like fast, fast, fast. Everybody's like living like super fast, and I think we're forgetting to really tap into like all this spiritual energy behind us, you know, that sometimes we're going to be in the lower vibrational frequencies. We're going to hang out there because there's things that we need to face there. There's things that we need to face and transmute there. But ultimately, it's like when it's time, it's like you're going to step into your light, you know? So also, as you know, as I'm sharing all of this, if you are feeling in, you know, like you're stuck in low vibrational land, don't worry, the ride is almost over, but you get to decide when that ride is over too. You don't have to sit there, okay? You can sit there, it's a choice, but you can also decide to start showing up for yourself in the simplest of ways, you know, by listening to your intuition, following that which your soul is guiding you to. It is truly a blessing to be able to step aside from this reality and being a puppet to the matrix. Like, no more being puppets to the matrix, you know, like this is 2020. We are flowing in harmony. We are connected to, you know, source. We are connected to that life source that fucking keeps the entire universe just flowing and going, you know? We are so much more powerful than we give ourselves credit for. So if you have been experiencing, you know, all the feels and it hasn't been fun, I just wanted to record this episode to remind you that, you know, ultimately you don't have to feel those feels. Ultimately, you are capable of switching your energy up. You are capable of elevating yourself, of empowering yourself. You are more than capable, and you don't need, you know, these fantasies in your head to fulfill themselves for you to remember that you are more than capable. It is within remembering that you are capable that all of those dreams you are dreaming of are going to come to you. It is within remembering your divine existence, your divine energy, you know, this once in a 400 trillion opportunity to exist, that you are going to find your power and your uniqueness, and that you are going to learn to love your trials and tribulations. It is within that energy. So I think, you know, the best thing that you can do yourself, that you can do for yourself, you know, is really remind yourself of everything that you are, even when you don't feel like it, to remind yourself that, not to be angry if your life isn't where you want it to be yet, but to be, you know, excited that the universe is showing you those visions, that that is your highest potential. You know, I think we forget, like, that our dreams are those things that we are seeking in our life. They're coming once you learn to let go of the fears that they're not coming. It is those fears that hold us back. I'm not saying those fears are bad. They're just a part of it. It's a part of your soul evolution, your soul growth. But I think it's, you know, remembering to have that compassion and remembering that it's part of your soul evolution, your soul growth, but also in knowing that, that it's going to, like, this too shall pass, you know? So I think, like, I just wanted to share that, you know, like, that is, for me at least, what I believe is a common denominator in all of us just being so angry and upset with ourselves in our lives, is that, like, we think we need to be somewhere where, when, you know, when we're not, when in reality, it's like, no, where we need to be is in this moment, enjoying everything, you know, being everything. And no, I'm not saying over here, just bask in love and light. No. But I am saying that you do have the power to step into it and remember that that is your true, you know, your true source is love, you know, is this light within all of us, that sparks through the whole universe and us all together, you know. Get out there and become one with the nature. Nature is fucking everything. And you're going to hear me emphasize it a lot, in this podcast. And I actually, fun fact, incarnated to, with the intention this lifetime of helping people reconnect to nature. So I just think it's hilarious that, it's so true and aligned, hilarious in the best way possible. But yeah, this is my podcast episode today. I think I'm going to come to a conclusion here. I hope that this podcast served you, some knowledge. I hope that this podcast empowered you to show up and do the energy work for yourself, to remember that you are an energetic being and that you are one with all of this energy around you. You are not separate. You are one. So you have the power to tap into this energy. You have the power to release, you know, energy that is no longer serving you, so that you may welcome in energy that will serve you. It will come just like a magnet. As soon as you let go of those flat balloons, you know, you're going to find some, you know, really happy balloons in your hand. I'm just going to say, I'm going to leave it like that. You know, you have the power and you get to decide, like, are you going to go through life bothered? Or are you going to go through life unbothered? You know, and unbothered is not like a, nothing bothers me. No, it's about recognizing, you know, if something bothers you, like, is it worth you being bothered over? You know, is it worth you being hot and bothered over? I don't think it is. And I think that we can really save ourselves a lot of happy moments, you know, or we can really gain ourselves a lot of happy moments, save ourselves, you know, like, hot and bothered ones, by remembering that we have a choice whether we want to, you know, live happy, live bothered, live mad, live angry. Like, you know, you get to control your fucking energy. Like, let's stop letting the exterior, the matrix, control our energy and take away our power and make us feel like, oh, boo-hoo, like, there's all these things that, like, are holding me back from achieving that which I'm seeking to achieve. Sure, there's staircases to go up, there's obstacles, but, like, it's possible. But it's like, are you going to stay at level one fucking crying in the corner hiding because you're so afraid to go up that fucking staircase, you know? Like, that staircase sounds scary because you're like, oh my God, there's no sides to that staircase. Like, there's no, Like the staircase is floating through space and there's no fucking handles. I could just fall to the left or the right and just, kerplunk. That's the end of me. I'm in a fucking black hole. No. Or you can go up these staircase and then boom, as you fucking step on that first staircase, you're gonna see that handle, you're gonna see that railing. And as you keep going up those stairs, those stairs are just gonna keep going and going and going. Those railings are gonna keep showing up. You are going to continue to be supported. Okay? It is ultimately up to your mindset. And I think our mindset is our most powerful gift. We can sit here and, like I said, cry over what isn't in our life, or we can be excited about what is to come into our life. And I don't know about y'all, but I'm tired of crying. It is overwhelming. My eyes get swollen. I get headaches. I'm really good. I'm still gonna have crying spells because I'm that bitch, but ultimately, like, I'm gonna pick and choose my crying spells. So I hope that this podcast has enabled you to realize that for yourself, has empowered you to remember that you have a choice. That is your choice, and energy is so much greater than we think. So let's spend our time being happy, being connected to it, and reminding ourselves, of our power, reminding ourselves that the universe is our source and that we are being guided. So in reality, there's no need to worry. And this is coming from a Virgo, you guys. All right, I am going to end this podcast here. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. If you guys want to stay posted on, more posts when I'm going to release podcast episodes, please head over to my Instagram, la.diosa, DIOSA dot divina, DIVINA. It means a divine goddess, in case you're wondering. And you can follow me on Instagram over there. The link to this page is below in the description box. I'm still working on getting this podcast on other platforms. So it's currently on Spotify only right now, but I do hope to have it up on iTunes and all that good shit eventually. If you would like to stay posted on YouTube videos, pick a card readings. I do also read tarot. I do readings and I have pick a card readings on my YouTube channel, La Diosa Divina. That link is also down below. And you are more than welcome to head over to diosa.dreams, which is my online magic merch shop, which I'm basically selling anything I create using my art on there. I'm still in the works of relaunching because my first launch did not go as planned. I just, it wasn't meant to be back in fall of 2019, but this relaunch that I'm doing is going to be on and pop, and I finally have the vision, the direction for what I want to do with my Instagram shop. And you're welcome to find that on my La Diosa Divina Instagram page. So thank you guys so much. Don't forget to follow me on Spotify to be notified of when I do post more episodes. Go ahead and share this with a friend that you think might benefit from it. And most importantly, go have an amazing day. You're fucking amazing. And don't let anything or anybody else ever make you forget that. Okay? I love y'all. Deuces.